On the phone with me right now is Louis Gossett Jr. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. We've got the original Root series available.
Yes.
And it's available today on Blu-ray. I have 25 copies to the next 25 Text Time Club members at 646464. Louis Gossett Jr.
Hey.
Man, Roots. How many years ago?
77.
1977.
Yes, sir.
So next year will be 40 years.
40 years.
That's right. This past weekend, I just turned 80.
God bless you.
So I've seen a lot of stuff in this world since I've been around here trying to break the walls down.
Did you watch last week, The New Roots?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it before.
You liked it?
Yeah, I like it. They played a little bit more detail. You know, they had time to really think about it, and because this generation was too far removed from what we did. We had lightning in the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
But to spend the good stuff is they really spent a lot of time in Africa creating this character and this culture to see what was taken into slavery.
Yeah.
And then now it really hits home. It did a positive job, very positive.
A lot of people said that they were with Snoop Dogg, that they were tired of these movies depicting slavery and didn't want to see it anymore. What do you say about that?
I just think we need as many lessons as possible for our children.
Yes,
I think he's got his money now and he's come from a long way, and I congratulate him. But the lessons were interrupted so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
We need all these lessons. We need to know exactly what happened. We need to bury the hatchet, get on. There's a lot of work to do. And if he wants to do something, let's continue on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the blacks in military and in sports.
Yeah.
But don't ever have too much, don't have enough of our story.
Do you remember how you felt, Louis Gossett Jr., when you went on the set of Roots every day?
Oh, absolutely. I honored my grandfather and my great-grandmother. Mm. I honored her. It was finally, I got to talk about the center of my soul.
Mm.
The lessons that stopped, I guess, somewhere around integration. We abandoned those lessons in exchange for something that wasn't as good as.
Mm.
So integration was a celebration, but we abandoned the wrong things. Now we got to go back and get those values.
How do we do that? That's a question for the ages right there.
Well,
going
no,
back.
It's this man's thing. You know, you dangle that good-looking stuff. You see it on television or see it in the magazines, and you think it's better than what you already have.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's studied, you know. Madison Avenue studies that. So now we know that what we had is better. And it stayed long, all through slavery and all through the Reconstruction. We had it. We had history makers. We had schools. We had wonderful neighborhoods. Everybody at the end of work would go down there and enjoy it.
Mr. Gossett, you are a history maker yourself, and you talked a little bit about your relationship with Muhammad Ali. Can you share that with us?
Well, I lived in Hancock Park, which is the corner of Highland and Wilshire.
In Los Angeles.
Place,
mm-hmm.
And we would run it every day, and he really loved my son. He teased my son, said, if you're coming home, why don't you stop by Louisville and you pay the respects. So I pay the respects. I'm going this morning to Louisville, Kentucky, before the excitement, and quietly praise him for whatever it's worth, and leave a wreath somewhere, and tell Layla, I'll see you back home, and that plant will be her home, and we'll celebrate his light that will never go out.
Louis Gossett Jr., do you remember when Muhammad Ali went to Iraq to free some hostages? Do you realize that was 25 years ago today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he was honored and respected when he showed up.
Wow.
Were you a part of that?
Yeah, but that's a lesson that we are on this planet together just to run it, to clean up the water and the air, and to freshen up the food chain instead of making money.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to continue going as to be one. I have a foundation called the E-Racism Foundation. I'm trying to humbly put together at young people.
What's the name of it again?
You know the word racism?
Yeah.
Put an E in front of it.
E-Racism.
E-Racism. Clever.
So I want to put a little center together to teach these young people how much they need one another.
Mm.
So that I can create a society when they grow up where this racism does not exist.
Mm.
It's like a cancer to the society. The automatic assumption of superiority is killing us.
Louis Gossett Jr.
You are such an inspiration. Thank you so much.
That's what you do when you get this age.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
1977, the original Roots came out.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And it's available on Blu-ray today.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, man.
All right.
God is good all the time.
All the time. God is good.
Thank you. Bye-bye.